This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host.
First, the Democrats say they want to stop foreign interferences in our elections. Then why are they pushing for non-citizens to vote? Here's the report from John Bowne.
President Trump is requesting an additional $8.6 billion combined with funds from the emergency declaration to allow the completion of 722 miles of barrier construction, as reported by the Daily Caller. And if the Democrats could unplug their ears, they might hear the tune their leaders sang roughly a decade ago.
It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked.
We do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country.
The American people are fundamentally pro-legal immigration and anti-illegal immigration. We will only pass comprehensive reform when we recognize this fundamental concept.
The projections are dire. The agency is now on track to apprehend more migrants crossing illegally in the first 6 months of this fiscal year than the entirety of FY17. And at the current pace, we are on track to encounter close to 1 million illegal aliens at our southern border this year. Our capacity is already severely restrained, but these increases will overwhelm the system entirely.
If anyone is manufacturing facts concerning border security, it is the leftist train wreck known as the Democratic Party.
All state that this is a manufactured crisis and a crisis that manufactured by the Trump administration.
The numbers the Democrats choose to ignore are staggering. The Washington Times reported the number of families snared trying to sneak into the U.S. soared by 50% in 1 month alone, setting an all-time record with more than 36,000 family members apprehended, Homeland Security officials recently announced. It is difficult to ignore the preferential consideration the illegal alien that murdered Molly Tibbetts is receiving, or the Somali gangs turning the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota into a war zone.
According to this Minneapolis police report, between 20 and 30 young men showed up in front of her house around 9:30 in the morning, and the comments turned to threats.
They were screaming at their house that they were going to kidnap me and we're going to rape you.
In broad daylight and within full view of a busy stretch of East River Road, a group of seven young men struck totally at random. Two joggers out for a Sunday run were suddenly and viciously punched as they passed by. Police Lieutenant Mike Monsrud says the victims described the group as young Somali men. They demanded no money and said few words.
Without talking to them, we really have no idea what the motivation behind these incidents were.
According to the indictment, the 26 men and 3 women transported girls across state lines to engage in sex in exchange for money and drugs.
Do you feel more comfortable living under American law, or do you feel more comfortable living under Sharia law?
Sharia law.
Would you prefer to live in America or prefer to live in Somalia?
For me, I think it's Somalia.
Or that MS-13 is actively hunting off-duty New York police. As Fox News reported, intel has been obtained that members of MS-13 are looking to hit NYPD police officers in order to gain street credibility. These MS-13 members are conducting reconnaissance of police officers' private residences. In fact, it's so bad that MS-13 has forced El Salvadoran police to flee El Salvador. As the New Zealand Herald reported, they were given one of the most dangerous orders in policing: take down MS-13. They were bankrolled by the United States and trained by FBI agents. But members of the Salvadoran police have been killed by the dozens in each of the past 3 years. Now, a number of El Salvador's police officers are fleeing the gang they were tasked with eliminating. The Washington Post has identified 15 officers.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the
process report is at Infowars.com from John Bowne, but you have to ask why Democrats are protecting MS-13 with sanctuary cities. You really have to ask why.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right. We are about to start taking your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. And we've got tons of calls already lined up. I'm going to do my best to take as many as I can in this hour. Dan Lyman joins me in the next hour from EuropeWars.com. Owen Benjamin hosting the fourth hour today. But I'm not going to be able to get to all of your calls. I know that there's going to be some people that end up holding for a long time and they don't get in today. So I want to just apologize in advance, but I will let you know, if you want to, it's a lot easier to get through on the War Room, which runs from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show. Actually, I wonder if it is, because we have a lot less lines. So, but my point is, if you can't get on today and you still want to call in and get your voice heard, I will be taking calls for most of the War Room today from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show, which begins after the Alex Jones Show, which, of course, always follows up the David Knight Show every morning at 8 a.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Of course, you know, if you're David, you're not allowed to exist on YouTube, or, you know, your show isn't allowed on Facebook or Twitter. You know, you're banned. You're the bad guy. If you're Alex Jones, you just can't even exist on anything. And anything with InfoWars, the company you built, that's not allowed to be promoted. And they banned the War Room on all social media as well. And then me personally, I'm totally banned off Facebook and YouTube. I had a nice 12-hour stint on Facebook. Worst 12 hours of my life. So, if you can't get in today, though, feel free to try again on the War Room, because I will be taking calls as well. And speaking of the War Room, I'm going to go ahead and do a little cross-promotion right now, because we have a polo at InfoWarsStore.com that I don't even know if Alex has ever talked about it, but it's a great polo, and it's one of my favorite shirts from InfoWarsStore.com because it features the InfoWars Hexagon logo, which is kind of like undercover logo, if you will. It's like a Fight Club thing. You wouldn't know it unless you knew it. And so it's at InfoWarsStore.com, but as a promotion for the War Room, if you use coupon code War Room at InfoWarsStore.com when you get your InfoWars Hexagon polo, you get $10 off. So doing a little cross promotion here and letting the Alex Jones audience know about a War Room coupon code. But take advantage of that. $10 off your InfoWars Hexagon logo polo at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code WARROOM. And, of course, while you're at InfoWarsStore.com, check out all the great specials we have going right now. $50 off DNA Force Plus, the elite of the elite supplements. I think we still have $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. You know, I cleaned my air filter this weekend, and I'm not going to lie, I was shocked at how dirty the air in my house is. Now, my house always kind of has a scent to it because I have a tortoise, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter makes it a lot better. But I was stunned because it has multiple layers of filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze does, and the top filter is just for, like, dust and dandruff and stuff. And you just look at that every other month, and you're just like, wow, that's floating around in my home? And you realize that the studies they came out with, the average U.S. home is as polluted as a major metropolitan city. And a couple months with an Alexa Pure Breeze in your house, you'll see for yourself exactly what those studies are talking about. So I suggest you don't live breathing in polluted air in your home all day long. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter at InfoWarsStore.com. It's $50 off right now. You cannot beat that deal. Now, the phone lines are already lit up. I'm going to take as many calls as I can in this hour while also peppering in some news. Asking you, what do you think comes of the Mueller report? Because I do think now that they're probably, he may turn it in this month. He really might turn it in this month. Which makes me wonder why, because the whole purpose of this thing was to just keep Donald Trump in the crosshairs and keep the media narrative going about Russian collusion. If he turns it in, it destroys the whole thing. But there has to be a twist. There always is. And the Democrats already have their separate probes and investigations ready to go. So to me, that's the biggest indicator that Mueller's done. Because the Democrats are about to launch all their own stuff. I don't think they'd be doing that unless Mueller really was done and he was about to turn this report in. And so he got some scalps, nothing to do with Russian collusion, a bunch of BS. How does Roger Stone get arrested for obstruction of justice? There's no justice here. They're not seeking justice. They're seeking impeachment. They're seeking removing a president from office. That's what they're seeking. So, to the callers, what do you think is the final outcome of this Mueller report? Is it about to come out? Will Mueller flip on Hillary and actually expose the real Russian collusion? Let's start with Elliot calling in from Arizona. Go ahead, Elliot.
Hi, Owen, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Okay, I don't have the best reception. Well, the main reason for my call, I've been trying to call for, gosh, maybe 3 weeks, and it's about infocoms.org. Now, what I noticed very specifically was that I've been listening for about 3 years or so, and prior, like, when I first started listening, the people would just try to share information or talk about just the current topic or whatever. But what I did notice, especially after the last 3 months, and this is going to really affect you specifically, is I would say one out of every three or maybe four callers is going to be saying something about being active, you know, talking and talking and talking, but being active, to be involved. And you know how you go to the city council meetings and things like that? Well, by far, the most effective thing that could be done is to slightly alter the infocoms.org, I guess, chat site to actually unify people support strictly for activists.
Well, that was the whole purpose, Elliot, and I'm glad that you called and raised this issue because that was actually the purpose. Now, I don't know if you want to talk about Mueller, so I'll give you a chance to comment on that if you want, but the original purpose, because when we first started in doing the censorship, I started the InfoWars Army, which was, the purpose was to go out, engage in street activism. And so I started the InfoWars Army, we had InfoWarsArmy.com, but then all my InfoWars Army accounts got banned. And so as a result of that, I then kind of shifted the momentum of the InfoWars Army to InfoComs, where I could no longer really organize. They're not going to let me organize on social media. So I created InfoComs so that you, the audience, could organize. So the goal of InfoWars Army was, using social media, you can find other InfoWarriors in your local areas, in the state, you know, the municipality, whatever, the city that you live in. And then they erased all those social media accounts. So that's when I started InfoComs. So now people can just go on to InfoComs, make a post in there saying, oh, I'm in Atlanta, you know, I'm in Alabama, I'm in Florida, I'm in Washington, I'm over here. And then you can go there and you can find other InfoWarriors. And yes, you can organize street activism. You can go out and hold signs. You can go out and organize, go to city council, bring a group of people with you. Go protest at Planned Parenthood. You know, go do a live stream, have a cameraman and a guy with a mic. So that was the purpose of InfoComs. So InfoComs.org, I do want people to go there and organize. Elliot, I got 60 seconds left here. Did you want to comment on Mueller?
Sure, I'll make a quick comment, but it's about InfoComs.org. he is going to close it out exactly for what you're saying, that that it's because they're going to pursue many other impeachment procedures, indictment, you know, all, that's all. So they have to stop it. So just to continue with that. But I really wanted to get back, I'm sorry, with the info concept. It's so important. All it has to be done is organized a little bit better geographically, where, you know, they have the credit card payments and they show what the state, and then you click Arizona, right? To limit, because you're getting people from New Hampshire, you're getting people from South Dakota, you're getting people from California, you're getting...
Well, I understand what you're saying, Elliot, I mean, I can't do everything. I mean, you know, like, I guess I could, like, dedicate my life to organizing infocoms, too, but then I wouldn't be able to be on for 6 hours a day and be effective. So, I get it, but, you know, we can't do everything.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
from the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm taking your calls specifically on the Mueller report. Do you think it will come out this month? Amazon seems to think so. And what do you think will be the end result of it? But I do want to take this other caller off topic just because we were off topic last segment. And there is a viral video that everybody's raving about. And again, when Cortez first kind of came up, and I was doing my research into it, there's certain things that we just don't really go into here at InfoWars because it's like, it's just, it's better off to let other people do it. And so slowly but surely, people are finding out who Cortez really is. And so the latest is viral YouTube video. Guys, see if you can find out how many views it has. And I guarantee you YouTube is throttling these views. How many does it say, guys? I can't see the full number there. The screen's cut off. So apparently it only has 636,000 views. Yeah, that's bullcrap. This video has millions of views guaranteed. I mean, folks, trust me. Everybody on the conservative side has seen this video now. I mean, because I have people that send me videos all the time. I'm not even kidding you. That video was probably sent to me more times than any other video, and it only has 500,000 views. Bullcrap. That's like them totally throttling the Alex Jones, Joe Rogan podcast, which I think Rogan should sue over. That video has millions of views. But anyway, Andrew from Florida wants to call in because this video has gone viral. And he wants to highlight what, to me, was the biggest revelation from this. And that's essentially that Cortez filed a casting call and won in a casting call and then came up to win the election, which I have another kind of thread on that I might get into. But Andrew in Florida, you're fired up about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, Owen. Cortez is being used by the Justice Democrats, who she was cast by, who is also funded by George Soros, but it's also run by that guy from the Young Turks.
Chunk Yogurt.
Yeah, I will butcher his name right off.
No, it's Chunk. Hold on, say it, Andrew. It's Chunk Yogurt.
Chunk Yogurt. I always butcher his name.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I've been hearing, it's a real dangerous organization. And when you listen to Cortez, when she's on stage like this weekend in South by Southwest, she sounds like all intelligent. Yeah, because it's scripted out. But when she goes on Periscope, you notice she sounds like a dumb hyena because, like I said, it's all scripted out. She's being a puppet by this group, the Justice Democrats.
So here's what happened. So a bunch of people that were behind Bernie Sanders, the true socialist in America, Justice Democrats was one of them. And there was a couple other websites they ran, but it was all under the same umbrella of Soros money. And so once they realized they couldn't get Bernie over the top, they shifted all of the momentum they had to Cortez. They gave her all the websites. They put her picture on all the websites. They transferred the URLs into her campaign and everything. And so this happened before anybody even heard of her. This was all going on while they were taking the casting calls, and then they decided on Cortez. Before she even won, all of this was going on. Now, let's actually go to a clip here. Hold with me, Andrew, of what Andrew's talking about. Here's Cortez at South by Southwest here in Austin saying that America is garbage.
The thing that is really hard for people to sometimes see is that when we are on this path of a slow erosion and a slow, just like move away from what we've always been, we'll be 100 miles. You won't even realize that you've drifted 100 miles. So when someone's talking about our core, it's like, oh, this is radical. But this isn't radical. This is what we've always been. Mm-hmm. It's just that now we've strayed so far away from what has really made us powerful and
capitalism,
just
the free market,
and good and equitable and productive. And so all of these things sound
my
radical.
My IQ is going up just
compared
listening to
where we are. But where we are is not a good thing. And this idea of 10% better from garbage. It shouldn't be what we settle for. It's like this, it feels like
get
moderate.
This bimbo off. I can't, hold on. I got another clip I want to play. But think about it. capitalism in the West has created the greatest humanitarian aid resource in world history, and that's America. That's a fact. But here she is again now, bashing capitalism.
Capitalism isn't, to me, it's an ideology of capital. It puts capital, the most important thing is the concentration of capital, and it means that we seek and prioritize profit and the accumulation of money above all else, and we seek...
Pause it real quick, like, because I want to play these clips for the audience to hear it, but I almost feel like I'm assaulting you with this. In fact, I feel too guilty. I can't play the clip. I'm assaulting you. This is too stupid. So anyway, but Andrew, here's where I think I disagree with everybody commenting on this video. I don't think there really is that much control over her, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, she gets talking points, but you got to understand, there's other voices in her ear, too. And at a certain level, they just kind of want her to be free range because she is so stupid. And they kind of want that. Like, that's what's hip. That's what's in. Like, ugly art, ugly culture. That's kind of what's in, Andrew. So, what is your final analysis, and what's got you so fired up about it?
Well, the thing that really upsets me is that if America is so horrible, then why are people crossing the border to come here? And let me tell you something. My great-grandparents escaped Italy because, you know, of course, they only came here for one reason, and it was freedom. And also capitalism. And that's why, to be part of the American dream. So Cortez, you know what? She really upsets me at this point after I saw this video.
Well, and you gotta wonder here too, Andrew. Thank you so much for raising this topic today. Think about this. The story goes, Cortez basically pulled off this massive upset. I've already forgotten the guy's name. Incumbent, won multiple elections, usually wins by a very good margin. And Cortez comes out of nowhere and defeats him. Now, the story goes she ran a grassroots campaign, literally boots on the ground, right? Well, if that's true, why isn't everyone else doing that? Have you ever asked yourself that? If here is Cortez revolutionizes American politics by going boots on the ground, going old school, nobody ever heard of her. Why is it nobody else is doing it? Seriously, politicians are so desperate to get in office, folks. Most of them don't even have any morals or foundations. They'll say whatever the hell they think is going to get them the most votes. They'll do whatever the hell they think is going to get them the most votes. So why wouldn't they all be going in the Cortez direction, boots on the ground, door-to-door, grassroots? Why isn't everybody doing it? Or maybe that's not how Cortez won. Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder, if Cortez really won by going door-to-door, why isn't everyone else trying to do it? Why isn't everybody else repeating that? Because she had zero political experience. She has zero political or economic knowledge other than, you know, 450 times 3 for 3 Vegas bombs. So how did she get in office? And if it was door-to-door, why isn't every other Democrat doing it? Really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Really makes you wonder.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's going forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages. Now we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Uh-oh. The court has decided the documents from the Epstein case to be released. Mike Cernovich has just tweeted that out. Ooh, Bob Mueller. What does that mean for Bob Mueller? What does that mean for Alexander Acosta of the Trump administration? Who else took flights to Pedophile Island? Bill Clinton. Lots of times. Ditched Secret Service even. Wow, Bill. That's interesting, Bill. So that's developing right now. But we're taking your calls on the Mueller probe, which it looks like is going to be concluded before the end of the month. And so, what does this mean? And will Mueller, in his report, indict Hillary Clinton for colluding with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election? Somehow I doubt it. But let's go to John in Fort Worth. Go ahead, John. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
I think something needs to be done about all the collusion that they didn't find.
and all the evidence they did find against the Democratic Party.
Well, and it really just almost perfectly shows the American people how politicized it all became. I mean, you know, it's a common joke, like, you know, the FBI can indict a ham sandwich. Well, here it is. I mean, here they are indicting ham sandwich. I mean, this is the corrupt, dirty FBI that we always knew it was, that will set anyone up just to destroy them.
Well, yeah, yeah, and the CIA had a little bit to do with it, but, you know, I'm sure it'll all come out, but I want to see what is going to happen. When are they going to put them through the ringer like they have put President Trump?
Well, somehow I feel like that's up to the president, and he makes all indications on Twitter that he knows this is all going on and something needs to be done. But as far as actual real-world results, we've got nothing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, he's showing the American people, if they would just open up their eyes and listen and do their own investigations, you know, you could. It's easy for an individual to get on the Internet and find facts, actual facts.
Well, John, it's a lot harder these days, but... you know, yes, you can inform yourself. The problem now is the ability to really stay informed and inform yourself is almost like a 24-hour window, because once information and stuff kind of gets into the database of the Internet and all these SEOs like Google and everything, after 24 hours, they basically rig the whole algorithm, and you could be reading a story yesterday on any website, you plug in that exact headline on Google that you searched the day before, and you will never find it again.
Right, right. And, yeah, that has happened to me more than once. And something needs to be done, you know, actually done about that. But it seems like the patriots of the nation, it's getting harder and harder, you know, because you have these big money people. Google, Amazon, you know, you deal with it more. You see it more in Austin than we do here in Fort Worth. But it's.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, look, people say, hey, what's the well, Google it, you know, Google it. Yeah. Oh, OK. Well, a lot of things you can't Google it. And I'm telling you, I mean, I don't know how many people are out there like me, but I know for a fact. I'll Google something, and I'll find the story I'm looking for, and then the next day, I'll Google the exact same thing, and I can't find Jack. And that's, you know, that's just the truth. I mean, I don't know what Google's doing, but that's just what people are experiencing. Thanks for the call, John. Let's go to Michael calling in from Los Angeles. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com. I just would like to say this right here has been the whole curriculum for... At least the left, I go to a kind of a leftist, liberal-leaning school right here in Santa Monica area, and this has been their whole curriculum in my journalism class and even my business class. They'll get real political and start polarizing the class and thinking this is the way you do independent research, this is the way you show your bias, and it's total hogwash. At the end of the day, I don't think anything's going to come out of this delusion. This is a mass mental illness that's going on right here. And sooner or later, if the law comes to scale, if appropriate law comes to scale, then Roger Stone will be reimbursed for his compensation for all the things that they've done to him. Trump's going to even be... have more of an infrastructure than what's going on right now. And
well, let's hope it. I mean, look at this. Roger Stone, I'm telling you, my blood was boiling reading this Politico story, and I'm trying not to get angry today, but they're trying to take Roger Stone down, and they got an Obama judge, and they're trying to put Roger Stone in jail for obstruction of justice, folks. Obstruction of justice? They're looking for Russian collusion in the 2016 election. It was all Hillary Clinton. They're the ones obstructing justice. In fact, it's beyond obstructing justice. They're bastardizing justice. They're destroying justice. And then they're going to sit here and point the finger at Roger Stone? But look at some of this mental illness that Michael is talking about. This is a tweet from Slate Magazine. Looking for a book to help resist Trump? Try this gay immigrant Muslim furry romance novel. That's a real tweet. That's a real thing. Look at this from Cher. Folks, I'm sorry that I'm assaulting your IQ with this. This is a tweet from Cher. Republicans believe they've got God-given right to dictate what we do with our bodies. Women must make laws to control men's bodies. No Viagra, Rogaine, or testosterone. All men must be circumcised and show papers or penis to prove it. Massage parlors punishable by death. Men must take the pill. I mean, that's so that the lunacy of that, I don't even know where to begin. And then, not to be outdone, is Alyssa Milano. I'm trans. I'm a person of color. I'm an immigrant. I'm a lesbian. I'm a gay man. I'm the disabled. I'm everything. And so are you. But an unborn baby isn't even human. So, how about this? Bus aide snatches MAGA hat off 14-year-old student. I mean, these people bully teenagers, Michael.
Yeah, this is all built off of fraud, Owen. This, once you get the evidence from lies, you know, I don't know how else to put it, man. The fake will crumble. The fake, it's biblical. All this is biblical. And if your listeners, I don't know how much of them are really on the front lines if they say they are, but if they're fighting the good fight, if they're in God's standards, you're going to come out on top. This world is a fallen world, but, you know, God is going to protect his children. Have faith, you know, because by grace we're saved. It's not within ourselves, but through the gift of God. Let no man boast. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Michael. We're going to take more of your phone calls on the other side of this break. Seriously, I'm trying not to get angry today. Because I was yelling on the air yesterday, but it's just like, do you understand the deep you-know-what that we're in when we have a total rogue prosecutor that is just doing whatever the hell he wants to destroying whoever's life he wants, and half the country is embracing it? But it's not even that. Half the country is so brainwashed and dumbed down that they don't even know what's going on. Literally, they have no idea. So, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, 63 million Americans saved America by voting for Donald Trump, but, boy, he better act fast because 2020 is not guaranteed. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
I'm serious, folks. I'm really maintaining myself today, but I'm like nearing heart attack levels when I start thinking about this stuff. And I was kind of saying, I don't know how Alex hasn't had a heart attack, folks. I mean, this, and I don't know if it's the stress of covering this news every day. I mean, with David Knight, I mean, thank God he's healthier than ever. But it's just like, when you realize how corrupt it all is, and how they're trying to destroy the greatest system that we know of on Earth. I mean, these people virtue signal all day long, acting like they're some sort of humanitarians. Capitalism in the West has created the greatest humanitarian aid resource in world history, and it's the United States of America. And it's not even just some dumb bimbo Cortez trying to promote socialism or some old hag Bernie Sanders who goes and does his honeymoons in Russia with his shirt off and sings Kumbaya with the communists. It's Bob Mueller, man. It's the Democrats that lie all day long. It's Democrats that campaign on border security and then tell you having a border is racist. So I'm going to go back out to the calls. It's just like, it's just out of control. It's not even a left or right thing. It's a corrupt U.S. government thing. And it's amazing. Before Trump, most Americans would have said FBI, CIA, they're all corrupt, man. Oh, but now they're investigating Trump. Now we trust them. Yes. Give me a break. So, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Terrence in Virginia. Go ahead, Terrence.
Hey, Owen, I don't know if it's a good feeling or not, but I don't think this is over because, think of something to do, like a couple of weeks before Mueller releases their report, they'll do they'll probably put a false flag for someplace, someone, or B,
that's the thing, Terrence. The whole thing is a false flag. The Russian collusion probe is a false flag. The Jussie Smollett was a false flag. Covington Catholic was a false flag. Judge Kavanaugh was a false flag. They've engaged in false flag after false flag after false flag after false flag. So none of it's working because it's all false flag. And America is just, they get it now. They don't trust the media. You know, and I need to do a little more research into this, and I'm going to, but I'm going to do the political research into this. I mean, there's a chance, if there's a fair election, Donald Trump could almost set a record for the most voter turnout for a presidential election. Now, he needs to not be attacking Ann Coulter, and he needs to definitely come through on some more promises. But if he drops any hammer whatsoever on the real corruption in government that we know happened with Hillary Clinton, 100 million Americans will turn out to vote for Donald Trump. All he has to do is do it. Terrence, thanks for the call. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. Go ahead, John.
I think this whole Mueller probe is a sham just so they can get to where they're at, you know, the party. The thing is that after 2020, if Trump loses, they're still going to go after him for decades just to prove a point.
Well, that's an interesting thought. Some people theorize, including on the left, that if they go after Don Jr. or Eric or anyone in his family, that that'll kind of be the straw that broke the camel's back, and Trump will move against them with whoever he has as allies in the Justice Department. But, I mean, Trump, he has all the tools. He could build a wall tomorrow. He could throw Hillary in jail tomorrow. I mean, you know. So, I mean, look, I support Trump. He's done a great job. I wish he would do more. He's got some time left. I mean, he could solidify himself as, like, I mean, just beyond an American legend, like a world legend, folks. I mean, look, just like we've had the most humanitarian aid come out of the West in America, you could also say we've had the most corruption. So, yeah, we all want to do something about that. That doesn't mean we kill the golden goose. It means we get the noose off the golden goose's neck. And Mueller represents that. Clinton represents that. McCabe represents that. Comey represents that. And we know it. And Trump knows it. So cut the damn noose, Trump. Get these people off our neck. Sorry, John. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is that Lenin's words are true, and we're living it right now when he said, you give me a child for 4 years, and I would plant a seed that can't be killed.
Yeah, Hitler said, give me the youth of the nation, I'll rule that nation in 7 years. Well, yeah, that's why they have all the college campuses, you know, teaching and promoting socialism. That's why they now teach your, you know, young child that, I guess a woman with a ding-a-ling waving it in front of your face is normal. And they, you know, they do the drag queen story hours at your local library. And that's all fine. So yeah, that's what we want. Then that's what we'll get. I don't want it. Thanks for the call, John. Let's go to Brandon in North Carolina. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, Brandon. Thanks for calling. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Thank you. All right. As far as Mueller goes, I think people are going to be really surprised when he drops his report because it's going to, obviously, as you said, it's not going to drop anything on Trump. Trump hasn't done anything. You and I both know that. I think most of the American people know that. What the big turnaround on this is, I think Mueller's been working behind the scenes with Trump the entire time.
You know, that's quite a pipe dream, Brandon, and all the evidence would be totally opposite of that, you know.
Well, I've seen other evidence. I don't know if you follow Q. A lot of people think it's fake. I cannot disprove it. I've tried just because I thought
that. Well, that's not a good way to approach anything. I mean, you can't disprove the moon is, you know, made out of cheese. So is the moon made out of cheese?
No, it's not.
Now, look, I want to believe Q is real, and I totally get it, and I know what you're talking about, but the results have not been there. And so that's why I can't go with the Q theory. But something has to be going on, because it doesn't add up.
Well, I agree, and here's my thought on that, okay? This is something, remember Trump said in the very beginning of this whole thing that the storm is coming, okay? With that being said, this is something that has to take time. He can't just drop this on the American people because most of these people walking around here are blind.
Oh, and absolutely, intellectually, I totally understand that, no doubt, but it's almost a justice be done, may the heavens fall type of situation. It's that dire. And again, there's been other stuff. Look, I follow Q if for nothing else to just stay informed on it. I don't report on it because anybody could be Q. Q could be easily co-opted. In fact, I believe it has. If Q was ever real, it's been co-opted, zero doubt. But there's weird things out there. Like, who knows? I mean, John Kasich was on TV saying that they killed or they put McCain to death. And that was a Q theory. Now, I don't know if that's John Kasich just having a slip up or if he's letting you know that he follows Q or maybe that really happened. I mean, I don't know. I wish Q was right. I just haven't seen the results, Brandon.
Q is not just one person, okay? These are high, high military officials that you probably don't even know their names. And it's roughly about 10 people.
Well, and now I've got the guy that was, you know, following Q at InfoWars, Jerry Corsi, someone I thought was a friend, and now they're suing me.
Well,
so it's like, what the hell, man?
I think Corsi has turned. Now, Stone, which, by the way, Stone, I'm all for you, buddy. I know you haven't done anything, or as far as I've seen so far, you're innocent, and you're going to come out on top of this. I'm almost 100%
sure. And, you know, I got to say something here, too, Brandon, and thank you for the call. Working with Alex Jones for 3 years now, working with Roger Stone for almost 2 years now, I've learned something about them. And there's been other men like this in my life where just there's some weird mysticism where it's like everything they tell you is real. And even in moments where you're like, okay, and then in just down the road in the future, it's like, oh, my gosh. And I remember, I mean, again, like Larry Klayman, I used to have Larry Klayman as a guest. I never thought negatively. In fact, I was even sticking up for Larry. And then one day Roger pulled me aside and he was like, look, you know, I'm not trying to talk down on Larry or anything here, but, you know, just be careful. And turns out now Larry's trying to sue me. And it's like, well, what the hell, man? I thought we were all in this together. So I don't know what the hell the deal is. Okay? You know, I've just been doing politics and commentary on it here for about 5+ years. So it's like, all I see is an innocent man, Roger Stone, being targeted for prison simply because he supports President Trump. And they say, oh, obstruction of justice. What? The Russian collusion probe, folks. Yeah, Bob Mueller's really going after justice, isn't he? That's clearly what this is about. And they found so much Russian collusion, right? I mean, we got it all. So I don't know. I mean, we'll find out.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.